The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came into the district of Judea across the Jordan. Again, crowds gathered around him. As was his custom, he began and he again taught them. The Pharisees approached him and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said to them in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Welcome, welcome everybody to our ever popular 12:15 edition of our 9 a.m. Mass. You know, God's unconditional love takes many forms. And when you hear what our Lord has to say about matrimony, you're tempted to think that this is an example of God's tough love. But you know the honest truth? What Jesus says about matrimony is a direct consequence of who God has created us to be. It could not be any other. You know, if you're the son or the daughter of the king, you have a tremendous responsibility. It's a burden. You're called to a higher standard. Everything that you do is scrutinized. Everybody knows, and all your wrongs are multiplied by 1,000 compared to anybody else. Well, all the more for you and me, who are children of our Heavenly Father. We've been called to a dignity that we can never renounce. And that dignity is the foundation of all of our morality. Now, a little bit of the background here from what you just heard. The Pharisees are trying to trap Jesus. King Herod has just been divorced and remarried. And John the Baptist called him out on it. And he paid for it with his life. Now, if Jesus denounces Herod like John did, Jesus dies like John did. And the Pharisees are secretly hoping this is exactly what's going to happen. But if Jesus denounces the law of Moses, he upsets the people. And so he does the last thing that they would ever expect. He turns the entire thing around and asks them this question: what did God intend from the beginning? And as Jesus asked God that question, so too you and I, we need to answer this question. What did God intend from the beginning? Well, in the beginning, God has always been a communion of persons. Listen, the God of the Old Testament is the same God as the God of the New Testament. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in absolute, indivisible unity. So we're going to celebrate this Sunday with Trinity Sunday. And then God said, "Let us make man and woman in our image." In the divine image he made them. Male and female he created them. With a capacity to have a oneness that is an image of God's own oneness. That capacity is the foundation of all sexual morality. It's how we were made. It's a tremendous dignity and a great responsibility. We're not like any other creatures of the earth. We're not byproducts of evolution. We were deliberately made by God, body and soul. And it's because of that fact that Jesus says the two become one. It's because of that fact that Jesus says, what God has joined, let no one tear asunder. And it's because of that fact that Jesus says if a man divorces his wife and marries another, he commits adultery against her. It's because of who we were created to be. It's a tremendous burden because it's a tremendous dignity. Now, you and I are called to rise up to that dignity and live by it. Everybody knows that matrimony is under great attack in our society, and people want to know what they can do about it. Really, it's very simple. You just need to be a witness. Jesus says, go out now to all the nations and be my witnesses. He didn't say anything about convincing anybody. Just be my witnesses. And that's what you and I need to do. Be witnesses of the truth of matrimony, that it's indivisible, that it's permanent, that it's faithful, that it's life-giving by its very nature, that it exists between the complementarity, which is physical and emotional and spiritual, that can only exist between a man and a woman. That's what we need to do. Marriage and society are tethered by a very short leash. They rise together or they fall together. You and I, we need to help them rise simply by being witnesses. Our Lord places his own confidence in you. Let's be witnesses to his truth and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Bede the Venerable, pray for us.